So apparently, if you hear my voice, you know what time it is. It's time for another episode of Full Nelson Podcast. How y'all doing today? I ain't gonna take up too much of y'all time. So if you listened to my last episode, basically, I just was letting y'all know how and why I wasn't doing episodes. So I'm gonna give y'all a quick little update. How I've been, you know. Everything been a little better, you know. I ain't feeling as down in the dumps as I was prior to all that. I'm not having I guess, you know, the suicidal thoughts like I once was. I have my days where I guess I'm still kind of moody and shit, but I am doing things that I still, that I enjoy now. Doing activities to keep my mind off of stuff. So I guess that's a plus. I did have the energy to say, you know what, fuck it. I'm gonna pull out an episode today. So I guess that was another plus in the checkbook. Started doing other things to take my mind off of feeling certain ways as well. Started back coloring. Not like a children's coloring book, but, you know, coloring for adults is very relaxing. Even being in the kitchen cooking is very relaxing, surprisingly. Like, it's just a feeling. It just takes your mind off of everything. So that's that. But on another note, I want to give the proper shout out and salute to all the men, especially the black men that I've been seeing talk about their mental health openly on social media and saying willingly they're going to therapy. Because I know over the course of my life, we always say nobody cares and nobody wants to listen to what we have to say all the time. And I feel like us openly saying how we're feeling now on the inside is like a major stepping stone for us. And I also want to give props to the women that I've seen say that they're willing to listen and hear you out. Because as I said before, if we don't say nothing, we'll never know who really cares. So to you ladies, it's much appreciated. Even if you just give a nigga a hug or even just lend an ear, that goes a long way. So fellas, just keep taking small strides that lead into big steps at the end of the day. That's all you can do. Don't ever think nobody don't care. Cause you'll never know unless you speak up. Cause you just know that somebody cares for you at the end of the day. Honestly. But that's not all I wanted to talk about. So, on a lighter subject, a question that came across my eyes was, it's something stupid, but I'm just going to talk about it anyway, because I feel like a lot of people don't know the difference between it, and it's weird. And it's, what is a side chick? So, and I honestly, I don't understand how people don't know what isn't a side chick. When the name should say it all. And me personally, I've been a side nigga before. And it's like, if you feel like you aren't the main center of attention, that should tell you right there that you're basically being treated as a side. It's basically, if you want the main entree, you're just the side piece. But there are rules that you should see when you're being treated as a side. If you're not being hit up at a certain time, if you're not being seen at a certain time, if you can't stay, it's just like certain things you gotta look out for. But I can't fault people when you got whoever you're dealing with treating you like a main piece at that. So this right here is just, these are strictly my rules when dealing with a side piece, or you're trying to treat someone like a side piece. These are strictly my opinions. If you're gonna treat someone as a side piece, these are things you should do if you don't feel like saying anything. For one, I feel like you shouldn't be calling nor FaceTiming. Text messages only, in my opinion. Another thing, during the day, I wouldn't be hanging out with them. Only nighttime action. Another thing, all that spending night stuff, that's dead. You cannot be spending night at my house. If you fall asleep, I'll let you get your rest. But eventually, I'm going to wake you up and ask you to leave. There will be no taking pictures of the sort. Because taking pictures leads to you feeling like you can post them online with captions saying, "This is my boo," etc., etc. And then that leads to speculations. We can't have that. There will be no raw intimacy. Having raw, unprotected sex leads to feelings being caught 10 times faster. You will be meeting nobody. I know. There will be no dates of any kind we going on. So, if those type of actions don't let you know what it is and what it ain't gonna be, I honestly don't know what to tell anybody, because that right there should tell you that you're a side piece. And yes, this goes for fellas too. If you can't tell that you are in rotation or anything, then I feel like you blind. Because people always say actions speak louder than words. Those actions are speaking loud and clear right there. So, people, stop looking for somebody to give you a clear-cut answer when sometimes the answer is sitting directly in front of you. And you know what it is. You just hoping for the best when it ain't really there for you. Just honestly, do better and be better. And I'll catch y'all next time. I'll holler at you.